It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it. And that is that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yup. Okay.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Yeah! Let's do it, New York City. Let's do it real quick. Another 2 hour KM to 2 a.m. Yeah, something like that. Dial 888-808-1019. It's the most wonderful time. Tis the postseason. Hockey is back. I mean, so much going on. And not enough time to cover it. So call me up with your thoughts, your complaints, your concerns, your joy. Call me up with what you saw today that you loved the most. We'll talk all about it. And we'll do a Casamigos big shot of the night halfway through. And then I'll get up out of here and C-Mac will come through. I love this time of the year. The wind today made it a little bit chilly. It's already gotten a little bit colder, but that wind, it's like, all right, hold on, we got to bundle up. And, you know, parts of Yankee Stadium, the wind hits different. It's colder in some places, not as cold, but it just felt like postseason baseball. Peace, Alex. I see you, brother. It felt like postseason energy, and the Cleveland Guardians just gave away the game. It was too easy. It was just such an easy game for the Yankees. Pass balls, walks. I mean, even the knocks that they were getting early in the game, it was like, oh, we're not going to have any problems here. That's game one of the American League Championship Series. Carlos Rodon, you are appreciated, bro. And I'm going to take the time to say this right off the rip. Twitter is fake. The internet is fake. So the nonsense that people write on the Twitter app, the X app, whatever you want to call it, I call it the Elon Musk machine. It ain't real. In reality, the whole stadium is behind Carlos Rodon. I was on air saying, of course, you run it back. Redo of Monday night. Let him go out there again. I'm sure he's going to learn from last Monday. He even said he learned from Garrett Cole, who went out there, right? He said he needed to have a poker face. He said Garrett Cole is just a robot. And then when he's done after seven innings, he lets it all out, and it's a big roar. Yeah, well, Los took a page out of Cole World's book and put it in his book, and he was really doing it tonight in a way that just makes you feel like, come on, man. Like, this is what you paid that guy for. That's the bulldog I was hoping that the Yankees were getting, a guy that could strike out guys like that, have the fastball going, get some guys to chase the slider, like, just have that command in Yankee Stadium ringing them up. PC Richardson. I don't know. I was feeling it, man. And like I said, the Cleveland Guardians gave the game away. walk. Like, Cobb was shook. He's throwing over to first. The first time he threw over to first base, Gleyber Torres wasn't even looking. I'm like, what are you doing? You're just scared to throw the ball over there. The generational Juan Soto hits that ball on a line into the bullpen. Really gets the stadium going. A couple other free ones, you know, Stan comes through and the Yankees win. The Yankees win. And that was just like the most easy, carefree, like you didn't have to sweat at all. And now the Yankees, right, they're not coming off a bye week. Now the Yankees have been playing for a week. Now the Yankees are back at home in their own ballpark in front of their own fans, and it's not so tense. And it's not so tight. Like, yeah, we'll talk about Judge. We'll talk about Austin Wells. We'll talk about Jazz Chisholm. I'm sure we'll find something to complain about with, you know, Tim Hill. I'm just not complaining tonight. The Yankees have won four games in this last week and some change. And I don't want to jinx anything. I feel really good about this series and where it's going to go. Shout out to you if you went to the stadium tonight. Me and Rami went. Some 47, almost 48,000 people in attendance. It just looks good. It feels good. And the Yankees are on their way, man, and they're three wins away from going back to the World Series. And when you look at a series like this against a team like the Guardians and how they came out tonight, they seemed like they were afraid. They seemed like they were shook. They seemed like they were just walking the ballpark, giving it up, and letting the Yankees have their way. And I mean, like I said, I know we're going to find things to say about the Yankees. It wasn't like the Yankees just like absolutely dominated them, but whatever. If they give you the game, take it. Wild pitch, my old pal. Good to see you. Pass ball, sack fly, whatever it is, get it done. Yankees win 5-2, and people are able to leave in the seventh, eighth inning. Rami and I, after the eighth inning, I'm like, let's break, bro. We got to get back to the station. 888-808-1019. Mets fans, you can definitely hit the line. As I was listening to Howie Rose call the game and driving to Yankee Stadium, I was not surprised. Obviously, I watched the game two nights ago now, Sunday night, and you didn't have to watch too much of that game. I remember saying you got to keep Ohtani down. You weren't able to keep Ohtani down. Kodai Senga is getting way too much of the blame. It's an organizational blame. They didn't score, and obviously Kodai Senga didn't give you a great start, but like these are the Dodgers, man. But these are also the make-it-happen Mets. And to bounce back with your ace on the mound the way that they did today, Mark Vientos, the year that this kid is having, all of them. But Mets fans still living in that win, bouncing back. When I listen to the station today, and I'm hearing some of these calls, and I'm like, it's one game. And you never concede a loss. But like it's a loss in a series where it's like you guys know how this goes, man. You gotta take one of those games. And if you throw Kodai Senga there, you guys know how it's lined up. But all in all, the Mets bounce back and they're up 6-0 in the second inning after the Vientos grand slam. And it's just a different style of game. It isn't the comeback. It isn't the make it happen Mets. It isn't the roller coaster ride. For Mets fans, it's an exhale of weight. No, this is a series. We can play with these guys. These guys run their bullpen out there. They try and do a bullpen game. And you know what? With Sean Manaea, Maton, I know it got a little shaky at the end, Stanek Diaz, whatever. You come away with a 7-3 victory, feeling good about how you're going to line up your pitching, feeling good about competing with the Dodgers and not living in the misery of that first Sunday night game where it's like, oh, well, maybe they're just that much better than us. Maybe we don't belong here. No, you do belong here. I don't know if you belong at the next spot. I'm not ready to go there yet. Let's see how the series plays out. I'm not so ready to do the Subway Series conversation. I've been on record saying I don't need it. Don't want it. Not interested in it. But if it goes down, so be it. Jets fans, talking about it going down. I mean, they fire the coach. I'd fire the kicker tonight. Greg Zuerlein, Lega gone. I mean, this guy, like, I don't know. If you can fire the coach, you can fire the kicker. He left 6 points off the board. There's the game right there. They lose 23-20. And it's just tough because all of the conversation this past week, you get the, you know, extra day. with the Monday night game. And, you know, for that game to have a Hail Mary completed by Aaron Rodgers, but then at the same time, I'm not blaming him for the interception at the end of the game, but for the game to end in a pick, it's just there's blame to go around. I know I was talking to Rami about, you know, running the football when you have Breece, when you have Braylon Allen, but then you got to go away from the run. When you look at the box score, it was a close game. This Bills team has not been impressive, but somehow they're able to win. You leave points on the board. You don't do enough. And they come away 23-20, and they're 4-2. And here the Jets have the opposite record. They're 2-4. And so all the talk about Rob Saleh getting fired, Nathaniel Hackett getting his, like, what did it really do? They scored 20 points. I would fire the kicker, like I said. Jets fans, call me up. I know that's fresh. I'm in here watching Willie Colon right now talk on the post game. I don't know. Who you mad at? A lot of times I talk to the Jets fans. I say, who you mad at? You mad at Aaron Rodgers? You mad at Jeff Ulbrich now? You mad at Todd Downing now? You mad at? You got to be mad at Legatron. Legagon. Greg Zuerlein, you got to be able to hit those kicks, bro. You can't. You can't leave points off the board. Maybe if you didn't leave points off the board, Rob Saleh would still have his job. So 888-808-1019. I'm getting to the phones right away because this show will evaporate fast. Eli in the Bronx. What's up, Eli? You got it.
What's up? What's up, Keith? Give me some Luke.
Luke.
How about him?
Luke got his entrance. Did you see he did? They got his entrance music and lights. Like now he's, and Clay still got his thing too. But now Luke Weaver has one. I got to figure out what that song was.
I mean, Keith, Luke, I think Luke right now than Mo in his heyday.
Wait.
He's got balls of, he's got the biggest balls in the world, the guy.
It's good to have him. It is absolutely good to have him.
Ice in the veins. He's got ice in the veins, Keith.
Yeah, he's like that. He's cold-blooded. He's a psychopath, but he's our psychopath, and you love that that guy goes out there. And he's very, like, modest about it when he talks about it off the field, but when he goes out there, like, we feel like it's a lock. We feel like it's good. And shout out to Clay Holmes, too. I'm perfectly fine with what I've seen out of Clay Holmes this postseason. I'm glad we were able to give him a different role, reassign him a bit here. Thanks for the call. His mama call him Clay, I'ma call him Clay. No more pray Holmes. No more pray Holmes. I prayed enough. My prayers have been answered. My prayers have been answered. I prayed enough for pray Holmes. I'ma just call him Clay now, because now he's not the closer. And now I don't need that. Okay, Luke Weaver's song is called Dream Weaver, but it's a remix of the original. Thanks. I heard the like techno EDM club version of it, but I just didn't know it was that. So, and also we were not in there. We were on the way back to WFAN. I ended up parking damn near on the roof today, and I had Rami with me, and I'm like, I can't chance it. A couple weeks ago, my car blew up on the Harlem River Drive. I'm not getting stuck here. Last Monday, just the amount of people that come out for these postseason games, I'm like, nah, I can't get stuck here. So we had to be out, but I didn't actually see it in there. But it is what it is. That's a game that you can leave early. A lot of people were able to leave early, and the Yankees win. Play John. Play Frank. The Yankees win.
Hello.
Xavier's in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. You're on the way there. Where are you at?
Hey, I'm on the way back, Keith, and I'm absolutely disturbed what just happened. First of all, I don't know, I'm having a nightmare of yellow ghosts, because all that laundry on the field and all those goalposts that they were hitting, I am absolutely beside myself. I agree with you. Why can't you absolutely get rid of that guy, Greg? They call him Greg the Leg. I don't know. He was missing his feet today. And also, one thing that, like, I don't know if you noticed, but the egregious no calls, yet calls, the referees in this game were absolutely out of their minds. Did you see some of the no calls that they didn't call? The horse collar tackle, the non-passing interference in the end zone. You saw that stuff?
It's on Twitter. Like, yeah.
And then I felt like they were trying to have, like, makeup calls. The referees were atrocious. It got real cold out there in New York. I was freezing my mind off over there. I promise you, I felt like I was playing in Antarctica, but I'm absolutely upset about that. But now, thank God, my baseball team, I know you're a Yankee fan. I'm a Met fan. One thing we'll share in common is the New Jersey Devils. Shout out to them. All these new kids are playing real well. But I really, really feel like we're going to have a Subway Series. I don't want to get ahead of myself, But I feel like the Mets, you could just see that. Obviously, you said a good point that it wasn't a make-it-happen Mets. It was more of, you know, we got the six runs. You knew it was going to get dicey. You know, Diaz obviously had to make you quake in your boots for a little bit. But he got the job done. But kudos to your Yankees. They did everything that they got to do. But I want to see you out there at them Devil games, because I had a real day today. I started off at the Devils. I went to the American Dream, watched Evan live. And then I went to the Jet game to try to top things all off. And instead, I got a windy, cold night, and I'm quaking right now. I think I even came down with the sniffles, Keith. But I like your show, Keith. You know, you good. I haven't hit you up in a while. But I feel like I'm just venting to my mama right now.
Thanks for the call, X. Xavier on his way back to Cherry Hill. What a day. It's the most wonderful time. He said he went to the Devils. He said he went to American Dream, saw Evan and Tiki live, went to the Jet game, and that could have went differently. Listen, the officiating in the NFL is bogus. I don't know if you've listened to me call it bogus, but I every season tell you, just know that we're watching a bogus product with the way that the game is called, the penalties. They don't know what they're doing. Sometimes they do try to have makeup calls. There's too many flags on the field. The Buffalo Bills had 11 penalties for 94 yards. The Jets had 11 penalties for 110 yards. Over 200 yards in penalties. Stopping the game for 22 penalties. This isn't week one. It's week six. It's the last game of week six. We're about to go into week seven. Man, I don't know. I don't know how that'll ever change. That ruins the game. We get so excited for the NFL until you're watching NFL flag on a play. What now? What is it? It's always some illegal procedure, man downfield, roughing the passer, illegal block, pass interference, too many men on the field. There's always some, and this is the highest level of football. But anyway, you just got to know, you're watching a bogus product where, hey, some calls get made, some don't. Sometimes they get too happy with it. Sometimes they got to make up a call. I don't know. Back to the Mets, though. Yes, what I felt like with this Mets game was it was an immediate response to yesterday, right? The Dodgers had a 31-inning scoreless streak. It was bound to break. It was bound to get broken. And I felt like the Mets came through and they were like, yeah, we're going to dead that the first inning. And with Sean Manaea on the mound, with your ace on the mound, you give him a one-run lead, then you give him a six-run lead. You're hitting a grand slam. And it's like, you know, Mark Vientos bouncing back from the day before. Jesse Winker bouncing back from the day before. Like, guys that you know, didn't have the best showing in the first game, immediately in the second game saying, nah, we're here. We're here to play. Like, yeah, okay, it's a series. So the Mets have a win in the championship series. The Yankees have a win in the championship series. We're both three wins away from a collision course, which, like, I really don't want to talk about. When I was on Friday, I gave it time because I was like, we didn't know who we're going to play. Now I just want to kind of focus on the teams that we're going up against and give them respect. But it is crazy to think about, you know. Like, Rami is producing, and Rami's talking to me on the way back, and I'm like, Subway Series, bro? I was like 12. I was like 11 or 12. I remember it. I know I watched it, but I don't remember the storylines and the ins and outs of it. And, like, I don't know. It was so far away. I don't need it. I'm like, I wasn't alive for the Dodgers-Yankees World Series, the last one. So I'm like, I'd rather see that. But I also know, like, it's, you know, the whole it's good for business. It is. It's good for the radio station. It's good for content. It's good for the city that we live in. If it happens, it happens. But let's focus on what we have first. Your thoughts, Rami, as a younger guy who, you know, you can't even think back to what it was like. You were too young.
I was 2 years old, and what I was telling you was there are 30-year-olds who were 4 or 5 years old at the time.
Yeah.
Who don't remember it. So you're talking about a whole other generation of Yankees and Mets fans that don't remember the Subway Series. You remember it, you were a kid, you were in middle school, you know, elementary school, middle school, but there's so many people who don't remember it. And I think this time it would have, and I don't know, because I don't remember the last time. I think it would have more juice for two reasons. The Yankees haven't won in 15 years. The Yankees had won a bunch leading up to that. That's one. Number two, this Mets magical season will end on a high note no matter what. The only thing that can kill this Mets magical season is losing to the Yankees in the World Series. So the stakes will be so heightened at this point.
Oh, man.
And then it's the stakes for it's the competition for Juan Soto. Winner gets Juan, right?
Oh, no. Nah. You were prepared for that one. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm good. Trying to talk through everything quickly.
Yeah, okay, so first with the Guardians, do you have any fear of them actually taking the series? Because someone was asking me about it before the series started. I'm like, the only way I get to think is losing is if it's their fault. The Guardians don't have a chance to actually beat
like
it from their own.
Both times, the Yankees could have swept the Guardians back in April in their place. They could have swept the Guardians in New York in August. Like, those series were dominated by the Yankees. It was the Yankees, you know, not sweeping then. I think this could be a gentleman's sweep, but after the way they gave up this game today, I'm like, the Yankees didn't even, like, they wasted some of their opportunities. They left runners on base. That first inning, you get a Gleyber Torres knock on the first pitch, you get a Juan Soto, like, you know, they didn't play their best, and they ended up winning that game because it was given to them. I think, like, what happens when they finally have one of these games where they have double-digit hits and they're really doing it? I don't know. I know it's a lot left to be seen. I know they have a good bullpen. I know they have guys that can hit. But I'm like, Rodon went out there and he balled out. What do you have, 9 strikeouts? He went 6 innings. I was just good if he could go 4 or 5. He had everybody amped up in there. He looked like the best version of himself. 6 innings, 3 hits. He gave up the solo shot, but who cares? 9 Ks? Like, that's what we're getting out of Rodon in the first game. Let's continue. I just think it's... the Yankees are favored, and Breece Hall is wearing a Chief Wahoo, formerly known as the Indians, hat on my screen right now. But yeah, go ahead.
And you also got Stanton with another big pop. That guy is nuts in the postseason. On the Mets, you can't blame people for overreacting over last night. That was one of the most rough games I've ever watched. And I don't think any Mets fan was thinking that they'd come back like this. And once Lindor hit that home run, you feel like something released. You finally got a run. I was the whole only reason I was watching under the Mets game last night was hoping they'd get a run or get anything, and they weren't. And they had chances every single inning today. Hopefully they manage to continue. This is great to see. Too bad, you know, with the Jets tonight, a lot of penalties. But he thinks they might call. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, man. Baseball is something else. That's the whole tagline of MLB. Shout out to MLB, Brad, Dan, Rob Manfred's office, putting myself and Rami in the Delta suite tonight. Appreciate y'all. Baseball is amazing. The way you felt Sunday night going to sleep got completely erased by 5 p.m. today. Like, you have to stay down till you come up. You got to stay loyal to your team. You got to believe. You got to believe. It's, you know, one night you have Kodai Senga, no command. You're shaky. You got the Dodgers dancing all around the bases, running home, hugging each other, doing that like dance that they do, whatever. And you're like, wow, maybe we're just, you know, in over our heads. And then the next day, they answer back, and you're like, no, this is going to be a battle. So see it through. See it through. We have no idea. I had no idea the Yankees were going to be handed that game tonight. I had no idea the Yankees were going to be just literally gift-wrapped game one on a platter. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Let's see what happens. Like, when the Mets come back to Citi Field with all of their fans and New York, and, like, let's see what the Dodgers look like. And I think before we went into the series, we were talking about the matchup pitching-wise. Like, you saw Jack Flaherty. You saw, I mean, he was perfect in the beginning of the game. You saw, let's see what Walker Buehler looks like. He needs to redeem himself from the last one. We have some days to get to it, but congrats to the Mets fans bouncing back. And it didn't take long to bounce back. It wasn't one of those sweated out games. It wasn't one of those, well, they have to be the comeback kids. Nah, they put up 10 hits. They scored 6 runs in the first 2 innings. Your MVP, Lindor, must have been like, oh, I got to match Ohtani. I can't have Ohtani, you know, in this series outdoing me. I got to one-up him. Boop, let me put one out. And then, you know, all those guys get active from Marte to Winker to Tyrone Taylor and then Vientos. Like, what a story for that kid this year. What a difference a year makes. Vientos, absolutely. That at-bat was incredible. breaks that game open, and the Mets end up, you know, going the rest of the way. And, you had a little bit of a scare, but the Dodgers weren't able to muster up much anything. 7-3, the Mets win. And then you roll into Monday Night Football here, and I'm still looking at some of this Monday Night Football stuff. Breece Hall, 18 carries, 113 yards. I know Breece went to Iowa State, but is Breece from Cleveland or something? Because the fact that he had on that Cleveland hat is bothering me. Like, the fact that he, like, when New York athletes do that, it's like, chill, bro. He's from Nebraska. He went to school in Kansas. He wore a whole Cleveland hat in New York, taking the L in the post game. Don't do that. 888-808-1019. Let's take another call, Rami, before we go to the break. Zig is in Trenton. Zig, you're on the Fan.
What's happening, Keith? Electric as usual at the stadium tonight. You said we didn't have to sweat. I might have to disagree with you there. I mean, I was in the last row in 420. It was a little windy, but I was sweating a little bit in that eighth inning. It's not that Boone is overmanaging. It's just he tried to get a little cute, I think, bringing Hill in. Just stick to the recipe. Holmes,
it's game one.
Weaver. I know. I mean, we're nitpicking here. We won. We're happy. We're just looking for things to, you know, to get mad about. But I honestly like what we see, what we've seen lately, and especially with Judge, you know, not really hitting. I mean, he had some good at-bats tonight. But, hey, if we can win without him doing his thing, I can't wait for him to break out.
That's a great way to end that call before we go to break. And I'll speak on a couple of things like Austin Wells. Austin Wells, I think I told you when I was on Friday, I don't expect them to move Stanton to the four spot and then drop Wells or whatever. I think they're going to just see it through. I think, yes, he is a rookie, but like they believe in their guys, you know, even like they will keep believing in their guys. And, you know, Wells tonight goes 0 for 4 with two strikeouts, had opportunities in some spots, didn't get it done. Stanton, of course, comes up, and Stanton has a homer, and just like this guy, postseason G, playoff G, year 7 G, as much criticism as Stanton gets, like, you can't say anything about this guy. Man, that ball that he hit, I'm just like, it gives you another opportunity to exhale, rock the stadium, and he's just a proven postseason player. I'm chanting MVP for him. We also were trying to get MVP chance going for Judge. A productive out, a sack fly. A sack fly is underrated, Joe's McFly, but Judge, man, in that first inning, bro, please. I won't put it on Judge because the first thing I did was go to at-bat, and I'm seeing they're ringing him up on strikes at his shoes, and I was sitting in Delta behind home plate, so you can't really see how low the ball is coming in. But, man, I'm rooting for Judge. I believe in Judge. I'm waiting for Judge to break out. I don't know where it's going to exactly be or where it's going to happen, but, yes, the fact that guys are able to overcome the fact that Judge isn't carrying right now, I think that's by design, right? I think that's what you want. I think that's the whole thing, right? Like, you put this team together hoping that, hey, you know, they can get it done, even if Judge is not the MVP, the greatest of all time, the, you know, best right-handed hitter in the game. Good to see Rizzo back. Rizzo had a knock. I did hear something about his fingers. I mean, late in the game, Cabrera comes in. I'll go check the atmosphere on that, but I don't think
he said he was exhausted both emotionally and physically after the game.
That's
but
all it was.
Go for tomorrow.
It wasn't that his fingers were sore, re-aggravated.
Yeah, he said he was just, you know, a lot of emotion,
a lot
of physical.
I saw him. I had eyes on him when they came out, and I saw the look that he had. It was almost like a relief of like he like looked to the sky to God, like, oh, I can't believe like I'm in the American League Championship. I'm back on the field. So like it is a lot, man. These guys are human, and you know that's why I said what I said about Carlos Rodon, and it's just stupid. People sending his wife threats and nonsense on the internet anonymously, clowns, because like, that's the only place you can get that off. You can never act like that in real life. And the whole stadium's got his back and millions of fans watching. I mean, remember early in the season, people sent stupid stuff to Lindor's wife. Like, a lot of times I think it's also kids. I think they're childish. I think they don't really have a feel for, like, what those things, like, mean and do to people and how serious, like, people like that are millionaires have to take threats and stuff like that because there are crazy people out here that, you know, do things. But, like, what I'm saying is these players have our support. These players are with us. they might as well be family members as much as we're riding for them. And to see Carlos Rodon go out there and do what he did tonight, excellent. To see Lindor end, like Lindor just swings his bat. He's got so many moments. End the Dodgers scoreless inning streak. Like, now that's done. Like, you know, now we're here to compete. It's just a good time in New York sports. It's a good time for us as fans, man. Stay down till you come up. We're up right now. We're shining. The whole world is watching us play football. I know the football didn't go so great, but play baseball. We're in the championship series, and we might actually get all eyes on us for the Fall Classic. If it happens, it is what it is. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I will be right back.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
NYC. Good place to be right now, especially for sports. My sister hit me. She's like, oh, my God, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are at the game. Is that what everybody's talking about? I'm like, no. I'm talking about Carlos Rodon. What you talking about? Swifty vibe. Nah, Rodon has 9 Ks, bro. They're giving us the game. Check the box score. Walk, walk, pass ball. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. I am looking at the stuff from the Jets game, and I am discouraged. I'm not even a Jets fan, but I'm just like, when will it end? When will it change? When will the product be better? This was supposed to be different. This was supposed to be different. Jim is in Hackettstown, New Jersey. Jim, tell us something. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How we doing?
All right.
So I'm watching the Jets post-game conference. And the head coach is going on about how great this was, how great that was. I would have thought they won the game the way he was talking. Then, let's face it, right? So
his first post-game press conference.
Right? He saw, the offense was good here. Was good. I'm just telling you, if you go watch it when you, at the end of your shift, you're going to laugh. So, but anyway, okay, so the Jets, if they win the game, they're in first place in the division. Obviously, Patriots aren't going anywhere. And Miami's not going anywhere with two out. Okay. So then, you talked about it with the refereeing. Listen, the referee's bad on both sides of the game. It was almost even, 90 yards, 110 yards. It's about the same. That's not what caused it, them to lose. And, same thing with Judge, right? Like, I'm watching the Yankees game like you are, and in the first inning, he got two guys on, and the guy called the strike was about a foot inside and almost on the ground. It's ridiculous. So you can't complain. If you're going to complain about refs, yeah, don't be a sports fan.
Yeah, it's part of it. That's why I say it's standard. We can talk about it on the Fan, but in the game, it's just like it is what it is.
So then Aaron Judge comes on. I mean, Aaron Judge, Aaron Rodgers, right? And he's talking about, first thing he does is he throws the kicker on the bus. Okay, so the kicker's left 6 points off the board.
Yep.
But don't forget the Bills kicker also left 4 points off the board.
There you go.
They just still lose by one if you're going to go by that by that theory, okay? Then he talks about coming back from London. Well, excuse me, today's Monday, right? It's not Sunday, so I don't want to hear that BS excuse either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you had an extra
Monday,
day.
It's not Sunday. And then you know, listen, Aaron Judge isn't getting Aaron Rodgers. He's not getting any younger. You know, he's basically saying I'm banged up now.
Yep.
He's going to be banged as, and it goes for all the players, right? As the season goes on, they all get more banged up and more bruised up. Mm-hmm. You know, Aaron Rodgers, his best days are gone. And you know what? If he throws two touchdowns and one interception, they're not going to win. He has to play at an MVP level for the Jets to win.
That's right, Jim. I mean, thanks for the call, Jim. I'm looking at some stuff. I'm like, is this right? Aaron Rodgers goes off on the refs for all the Monday Night Football penalties. The quote says, some of them seem really bad, including the roughing the passer on me. That's not roughing the passer. We might as well play sarcastaball if we're going to call those things. I'm going to assume this is correct, and I'll double check that when I can play the sound, but I would never admit that. If I'm a quarterback in the NFL, yeah, roughing the passer, call it more. Make sure those guys stay off me. They shouldn't actually touch me. I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm 40. I'm a man. Let's go to Andrew out on Staten Island. How are you, Andrew?
How you guys doing?
All right.
Look, I'm driving home from the Jets game right now, stuck in traffic, and I'm happy for the Yankees. I'm happy for the Mets. But I am unbelievably pissed about the Jets. I don't necessarily think firing Robert Saleh was the move. Although they had to make a change, sure. But was putting Jeff Ulbrich on the spot the move? The offense looked no different with Todd Downing and having Nathaniel Hackett fired. It looked no different. The defense played the same. No interior run defense. There was simply no difference in the game from today as compared to London last week. I don't know why I should expect a change. I'm not expecting a change. All I am is just very happy for the New York Yankees. And I just really hope that they keep it going against the Cleveland Guardians. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. Yeah, I guess like some personal stats. Alan Lazard, 6 catches for 114 yards. Garrett Wilson, 8 catches for 107 yards. Breece Hall had a good night. He had 18 carries for 113 yards on the ground, but then also added 5 catches for 56 yards. It's not good enough, though. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Did you guys see, I got to pull this from my notes because I saw this earlier. I'm like, no way. Bill Belichick, so there's the Manning cast and Bill Belichick chimes in there. And there was a quote from Bill Belichick. Peyton Manning said it felt too early for the Jets to fire Robert Saleh. Belichick says that's kind of what it's been there at the Jets. Barely won over 30% in the last 10 years. The owner being the owner, just ready, fire, aim.
Like, he's not wrong.
I'm not saying he's wrong, but he's on national television just like calling a spade a spade is too real. And obviously we know his history
today,
with the Jets.
No. Bill would hang up if the owner called him today.
But there were like fans putting him in like a Jets hoodie as soon as the Rob Saleh news broke. Like you and I were talking about that. How do you fire Rob Saleh after 5 games? And now you don't even have all of those coaches that were available in the offseason. Like, it just is even dumber.
It was 8 months too late. They fired him 8 months and 5 games too late.
I'm sorry. It's even funnier because it's more Jets-like. It's the same old Jets. And then you come out on national television with a winnable game, with an opportunity to win the game. And you just, like, Rob Saleh is who we blame for all the penalties. Who are you blaming now? Yikes. Sal, out on Las Vegas, talk to us. You're on the Fan.
Hey, I need a therapist after today. for as good as the Mets made me feel, the Jets just took all the air out of the balloon after today. I watched the game. There's a big Jets bar in Las Vegas where 40, 50 of us watch, and we're just dejected. And there needs to be accountability. I want to put on blast 3 individuals that pissed me off in this game today. Besides, obviously, Zuerlein missing 2 kicks. Cut him. Get over it. I'll take anyone off the practice squad, anyone for an open tryout. The second guy, Javon Kinler, 3 penalties in like two two plays on that game-winning field goal drive, and he's laughing and smiling about every penalty that he gets called for. Unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, he's cooked. Here. There's a reason why he was available for the Jets to
Yeah, and number three, Tyron Smith, you know, he's an all-pro. He has a great resume. He huge holding penalty to negate that touchdown. That could have been the game-winning touchdown. He was terrible all game, and he has not lived up to the contract and the free agent acquisition. There needs to be accountability. I'm not overreacting in my opinion, but I think our season's over. I don't think the Jets can get in as a wild card. They have to win the division, and this was a massive detriment.
Yeah, it's the Bills division. Thanks for the call, Sal. It's the Bills division until it's not. The Bills, like, they're not going to lose this division. The division's theirs. All is not lost, but at 2-4 with this golden opportunity, which also plays into why you fired the coach. There's so many reasons. Oh, they fired the coach because, you know, the team wasn't responding, or Aaron Rodgers had some type of power saying it, or, oh, you know, the flag that he wore on his arm, or whatever, the penalties. There's like all these other things why they fired Rob Saleh. They were going to fire him anyway. It was just a matter of time. Well, it didn't do anything. It didn't turn into anything. And when you go back to last year, they're going to keep this narrative going, right? Because it was 93 points last week. We'll add another 20 to it. Through six games with Zach Wilson under center last year for the Jets, they scored 113 points. Through six games this season with Aaron Rodgers under center, they've scored 113 points. It's just the same. Oh, Jets. Shea is out in Rockland on the Fan. What's up, Shea?
Hi, just love your show. Wanted to give you a huge compliment. Listen to you a lot. And big baseball fans, they go Mets, go Yankees.
Appreciate it. That's it. That's nice. When somebody just calls and they just want to say, love your show, appreciate you, go Mets, go Yankees, I'm out of here. I don't even have, just I'm calling, I'm waiting on hold. When you get to me, I'm going to give you a compliment. I'm going to say my rah-rah, and I'm out of there. But I'm about to go back to the Jets talk. Hunter Poughkeepsie was at the game tonight. Hunter, what did you see out there with the swirling winds of the Meadowlands?
Hey, Keith, what's up, my man?
What's up?
I'm a huge fan, man. Listen, it was not that windy, brother. I'm in the third section up, 300 section. Was not that windy. Greg should not have missed those kicks.
Yeah, no excuse.
Listen, brother, I'm sad, okay? I'm sad. It's the same stuff every year. It doesn't matter who the coach is. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
It's crazy. It's crazy. There's nothing they can do. They have good players. They do have some good players.
It's from the top down. I don't care who the coach is. It's undisciplined no matter what. We can talk about missed field goals all we want. It's irrelevant. Braylon Allen had the game-winning touchdown. I never celebrated in the stands so hard for something that didn't count because I didn't realize till after the fact. It's undisciplined. It's holding penalties. It's pass interference calls. I don't want to hear it about refs missing the calls. They miss the calls every game. It's always us. Why us? It has to change, brother. It has to change.
Thanks for the call, man. I felt that when you said, I'm sad. You know why? Because these have been the most two back-to-back hyped-up years for Jets fans in a long time. This Aaron Rodgers saga, it was almost promised that you were going to get a quarterback and a team that you could be proud of, that you could expect to be competent, that you could expect wins, and it's like, nah, there's nothing they can do. They can throw on the old jerseys. They can get with the gray face mask, throw the throwbacks on. They look good. Good looking jerseys. They don't look good, though. Complete a Hail Mary, put up some yards, just not come away with the win. And, I mean, fans are still showing up. But to come off of last year where you lost Aaron Rodgers in four plays, he's a year older. Nathaniel Hackett is still there. You can make Todd Downing the play caller. You can make Jeff Ulbrich the call. Like, I want to try and have some type of positive look on it, some optimism. Maybe it's just not the type of thing that can happen in a week. But, like, they don't have too many more weeks to waste. Maybe this is something that, like, actually can change the team in a couple weeks. But, like, you got to be ready to go now. You got to be able to beat the Steelers next week. And that's another primetime game on Sunday Night Football. And not for nothing, like, the Steelers, like, with Justin Fields scores two touchdowns a game. They find a way. I don't think the Jets are going out to P-Town and beating the Steelers at Akrisure Stadium. Should have kept it Heinz Field. 888-808-1019. Maybe you'll beat the Patriots, but now they have Drake May out there throwing the ball, throwing it in the end zone more than Jacoby Brissett was, and you give him 2 weeks. Who knows what Foxborough may look like. Then after that, C.J. Stroud comes to town with that Texans offense on a short week. I don't know. I don't see this turning into the season where I was telling you, crawl before you walk. Don't talk Super Bowl, right? This was a team with Super Bowl expectations. I did a show where I was like, in theory, if they get past the Niners, they could start off 5-0. But I was saying, crawl before you walk and think about ending the longest postseason drought, the longest playoff drought in professional sports in America and our major sports. 888-808-1019. It's like, at what point do they just stop letting Aaron Rodgers get hit and just say, go ahead, Tyrod, do your thing, bro? Like, because I just feel like Aaron Rodgers, there's so many, just in these last couple of weeks, you've seen it. He looks like he's like in pain, hobbled, not like, and after a while, man, he's Father Time's undefeated. He's 40. He's not going to make it to week 10, 12, 13, like keep taking hits. And supposedly the offense was geared today for him to take less hits. You can run two tight ends. You can run whatever. It's not.
It's crazy. Like you talk about Super Bowl, they're more likely at this point, the way they're going, it's more likely Aaron Rodgers retires before the season's over than they make it to an AFC championship game.
No, like he should for his own like safety. Just,
if they're 2-7 and he's taking these hits, why should he keep playing?
Nah, because there's no like there is no moral victory. There is, like, he already won his Super Bowl, won his MVPs. Yeah, like, you got nothing to prove, bro. You're going to stay out there and keep taking hits? That's actually crazy.
He could go on McAfee, blame the dysfunction of the organization, blame everyone but himself, and it'll just be a blip on the radar of his career. No one will remember it.
Jimmy and Newton on the Fan next. What's up, Jimmy? Talk to us.
How are you guys? Just coming home from the Jets game. Couldn't believe that effort. And it's just a few things that stay the same in this world. It's death, taxes, and Jets shooting themselves in the foot. I'm talking, you know, encroachment penalties, holding penalties, and we fire the coach, and it's the same thing. I just don't understand how we try to move forward when every time we move forward, we take 10 steps back. Really interested to hear your opinion on where the Jets go from here.
Yeah.
I'm not talking the rest of the year with the Rodgers, and I agree, Tyrod maybe, but I'm talking next year, the years on, I was thinking Stoopy this year. And now I'm thinking, maybe Travis Hunter falls to us? Interested to hear what you guys think. First time listener, long time caller. So appreciate you guys.
Thanks for the call, Jimmy. I just had the thought of like Rob Salah sitting in his living room watching this, like the Leonardo DiCaprio gif, like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he sits up on the couch and points at the TV like, see, they commit penalties and it's not my fault. See, they jump off sides, and I'm not even there. Y'all blame me. It's them. It's not me. Jeff, you can't stop them. Todd Downing, you can't change this team.
It's everything we've ever seen from this team. And it's been long before Salah. It'll be long after Salah.
Nah. So who's the real problem here? Who's the Woody Johnson? Jake is in Teaneck. Jake, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, hey, Keith.
Hey, how's it going?
Why the hell is Taylor Swift coming to my town and taking over the broadcast?
Say that again about the broadcast?
Why is Taylor Swift coming into my stadium and taking over the broadcast?
Taylor Swift took over the broadcast? We were at the game. I didn't see, but of course, I'm sure they cut in on the
suite. At least 7-8 times.
Yeah, I just, you know what I said? Because I tweeted it out earlier. Like, I was at the stadium before the game and somebody mentioned Taylor Swift. Oh, Taylor Swift is here. I was like, I don't care. But I'm like, we've been doing this now for over a year with her in the sports world with Travis Kelce. I get it because of like how famous she is. But us as sports fans, like, we didn't ask for it. We don't want it again and again and again. And even in the stadium, I didn't put two and two together. And someone was like, well, you know, Travis Kelce's a Cleveland fan. I'm like, no, I don't know that. But I guess, you know, because he's from Ohio. But, like, nobody signed up for this.
And also, I watched the Jets game. Why can't anyone agree that Jeff Ulbrich is better than Robert Saleh as a male? This game looks a lot different.
Well, tell us what the differences were, because what we're doing right now is looking at, one, they lost, two, how they lost, 11 penalties, the offense, okay. So I think the offense being better is more attributed to Nathaniel Hackett taking a back seat. He could have taken a back seat, and Rob Saleh could have still been standing on the sideline.
The opening drive never came out like that.
Who never came out like that?
The Jets offense never came out like that on the opening drive.
Okay, I'll give you that. So that, I mean, thanks for the call. I didn't see the opening drive. We were at the Yankee game, but I know Rami is a Jets fan, and Rami had it on his phone. We were keeping tabs on it, and I was just surprised they had a lead. I was surprised they went up. And I guess, you know, the opening drives are scripted plays. Usually you come out and you have some plays that you want to attack the defense with after watching them on film for a week. You kind of know where you want to go and what you want to do. And it's not so much about the opening drive. In the NFL, all the time, you watch red zone, you watch a team get punched in the mouth on the opening drive or a team go up in the first quarter. Doesn't matter. Don't cash out your bets. It's a long game.
But that was
game.
The thing. They came out strong, which they haven't done at all with Saleh. Then the Bills come back,
score. I'm not
score,
putting that on Saleh because he is a defensive-minded head coach.
I know, but they always start slow. Then even when the Bills score and take the lead, the Jets come back. How many times have you seen them have a response drive like that?
Jeff Ulbrich probably is more of a rah-rah guy with his pregame speech. Now, here's a moment where Keith McPherson refers to himself playing football. I played quarterback, so I didn't really care about the rah-rah. I had my own rah-rah. I remember I had, like, playlists, whatever, but, like, I did have some coaches where I'm like, this guy, like, I'd rather talk, bro. You can't talk because you bring us up from up at a 10 down to, like, a 7.5 because you're stumbling over your words or you're saying something that is, like, that's not the speech before we hit the field. Maybe Jeff Ulbrich is better at that, like, listen, man, we came back from London. Change happened. Now we're back in our own building. It's Monday Night Football. The whole league is watching. The whole world is watching. I know some of these New York, New Jersey people are watching the Yankees, but we got to go out there. And maybe, I don't know. Maybe that worked. Coming up next, Casamigos' big shot of the night. It's going to be one of the New York Yankees, but maybe I have to add a double shot for the New York Mets. I think I will. And the rest of your calls for the next hour until I'm done at 2 a.m. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the crap.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.